Hi, I'm Nigel.
And I'm Tricia.
And we're both from Real Time Heart Based. And we thought tonight, as we're looking at issues that affect people, we thought we'd discuss conflict of interest. Now, Tricia, we've realised that conflict of interest is actually all around us. It's not just, many people would associate it with, in corporate world or in government, where someone receives favor by making a decision, or for example a developer might pay somebody to give them permission to build, and so that person who gave the permission would have had a conflict of interest. But actually, when we really sat down and talked about it, we realized that the idea of receiving advice or being told something and not understanding the motivation for the person doing the telling or the advising, we might realize in many cases that that person actually does have a conflict of interest.
It's interesting. As you said, we recognized it's not only in corporate, it's in everyday life, that concept that there may be something to gain. So the conflict may be of interest, may be that the recommendation or the suggestion or the persuasion is because there is something that person will gain from it. And like you mentioned, it's not always a financial gain. There may be other types of gains. It could be in the form of gaining power over someone. So the conflict of interest lies in the fact that you're gaining something from someone else's the choices that somebody else makes. And so when we start to recognize it may be quite rife in everything that's around us. So I think there's lots of examples that's what we'll move on to. But
well, it's worth saying up front that For each of us, we've probably talked about this before, and certainly within our website and our online program, we certainly discuss this idea that when someone says they know you, they haven't walked in your footsteps for your whole life, for your whole time. They might know you in certain circumstances, but they haven't done the life that you've done, the lived experience you have. And so anybody who wants to tell you something or recommend something or whatever, they might even say, I'm only saying this because I care. But their advice, really, it's useful to hear opportunities to consider a broader view. But to the idea that advice applies to someone else, none of us actually know somebody that well that we can be 100% sure that something we're advising is best for them. We can give them points to consider, but not say it's best for them. But often when advice and telling is given, it's often heavier than that. It's you should, if I were you, or you should really go and do this or go and do that. Now, the word should is a warning in all this, an alert for each of us when we hear should, that there is something that's not now our freedom of choice to make. So it's very important when we hear all of this that we understand that the choice is ours, it's our life, and we have to look to how we feel before we choose something and not worry whether we have or have not followed what someone else might even be strongly saying. Now, we can go into a store and someone will come up and ask us how they can help us and then recommend things. We just got to realize that many of those people are receiving commission, so they can't be completely impartial about what you buy. So it's good to receive the advice, but to understand that if you then at any point feel, oh, I can't really go against their advice, you've walked away from your freedom of choice and your own feeling about it. And so this conflict of interest happens in many ways. It can happen in families, Tricia, for example, where a family member might try and guilt another family member to do something in a particular way. And instead of noticing that, we often feel compelled to do it because we don't want the guilt. Instead, the idea is for us to recognize it is our life and it is our choice and our freedom to make it. And if we make our choice, then that other person can then make theirs.
Hmm. So really what you're saying is, you know, why is someone suggesting this? You know, what's the reason behind it? Is this actually to help me? I mean, what does it sound like? I suppose if someone was doing something to help you, they might be giving you information, they might be broadening your understanding about something, they might be offering some suggestions. But I think what you're saying is, especially the signs might be when there's this push or this urgency or this, you know, and it feels a little bit overbearing, and you might be starting to think, well, hang on a minute, what's this about? And why are you, you know, why are you wanting me to go this way? What's in it for you?
Mm.
And, you know, like we mentioned about the financial gain. Yes, I'm getting incentives. I'll get more money if I, you know, reach certain targets. But sometimes in relationships, it's not really about that. There's other reasons. And like you mentioned, Nigel, sometimes it's about giving your power away, giving your free will, giving your freedom away. And that might be where the conflict lies.
And so in all of this, we've got some simple ideas around it, because sometimes people get quite forceful in what they want us to do. They'll start off with, if I were you, I would do this or that. And no one else can possibly understand exactly what would make our heart sing or how we might feel about something, because we're all, you know, changed by our own lived experiences. So what that person's saying is, if they were me, but they're not me. So when someone says, if I were you, I would, they can't possibly. What they're doing is they're either saying they want me to do what they want me to do, or they're worried that I'm going to make the mistakes they made and they strongly want me to do something alternative, but they're still not the things I want to do. So when we receive this type of advice, if we can put it that way, it's very important that once we receive it, we don't attach any of the other stuff to it that they might have attached to it, that we go, okay, even though I don't like the force in which that was given or the shoulds or the push or whatever, I will put that out in, you know, there as it's one of the options. But if it doesn't feel right for me, I'm not going to worry that that person is now not going to talk to me or whatever, or be offended because I've chosen not to take that advice.
It really does take some interpersonal strength to be in a position where you can do that, but I suppose what's really important is if you listen out for the signs, and you listen out for the feelings within yourself that you're feeling that pressure, that could be a sign to you. Or you might notice in the other person that they're not really asking you how you're feeling, how you see things, what is it that you're wanting. They don't seem to have that interest in, you know, what it is for you. So as you mentioned before, it's more about the telling. So I suppose in this situation, we're so used to the conflicts of interest. We hear it all the time on, you know, everything, on the way things are sold to us. It sounds so convincing. People sound so kind, so nice. Oh, they're doing it for me. You know, it feels so personal. However, you know, it's important for us to tune into those feelings and notice what's going on. Notice, you know, the language that's being used, the questions that's being asked. And so we might start, and it's not about being cynical, it's about being more aware. This is going to be so important as we move into this influx of everything that's out there on the internet, surrounding us, the noise. It's important for us to be able to really notice what is happening, because there are many, many conflicts of interest that are going on before our eyes. And we don't really realize until all of a sudden at the end we go, how did that happen? So.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I was thinking of even simple things, you know. You might want a car, and then you might find everyone's chipping in about, I'll get one of these, get one of those, and you haven't maybe even been asked, you know, how you want to use the car, or what you might want it for, or whatever. Now, I actually do sometimes, and we actually both have at times, you know, help people arrive at what might be best for them. But even when we do that, we've asked a lot of questions, and we've come up with some options that we think might be the sort of direction to go in. But if that person doesn't do that or follow that, that's for their choice. We identify that as their choice. We don't make that choice for them. But the interesting thing is sometimes someone will say, oh, well, I want an automatic. And someone will say, no, get a manual. Or I want a pink car. No, don't get pink, get white. And you're being told what someone else's tastes are. And if you take this to the nth degree, you buy a car or something that everyone else has told you they would like, and you hate it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like it. It doesn't bring you any joy because it wasn't your ultimate choice. So the idea behind this is to recognize that we're not here to worry what other people might think about our choices. We're here to follow our heart and make choices that feel best for us. It doesn't mean we won't make mistakes, and it doesn't mean that we won't always sometimes invite people to share their experiences with us so that we can see the broader picture of something that we might be looking at quite narrowly. That's really good to do. But when you can feel the weight of some of this being put on you in a way that's like, oh, so you didn't follow my advice after all I did, that's when someone else is overvesting in your choices, or you might be doing this to someone else. And it's really important to notice it, and notice that you're getting maybe too vested, too strong in your advice, because you don't want that person to make mistakes you did, or whatever it might be. But we all have to understand that ultimately each of us has to look in the mirror and make a choice about our lives that we're actually happy with. So this idea of conflict of interest is sometimes what we might call blind. The person who is doing the telling or giving the advice or doing the pushing or persuading may not even notice that they have a conflict of interest. They may not be aware or have noticed in themselves that there are reasons why they're driving this. And sometimes for each of us, it's good to actually ask that question of, why am I getting so vested? Mm. Why am I pushing so hard on this? And is that really something helpful that I'm bringing? Even doesn't matter how much we care about somebody, if we can recognize the biggest caring we can bring is to support people in making choices that feel right for them, not the one that we would make for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I suppose then when it feels right for them and they make their choices, however, whatever the outcome is of that, that's something for them to learn and discover about how did they make that choice and was that the best choice. But this is how learning takes place. This is how this real learning takes place, rather than being left with someone persuading us to do something, we're not being happy and we're left with resentment, or we're left with, you know, oh, why didn't I do it myself, or why didn't I choose myself. So the power and the gain from making your own choices is true learning can take place.
So it's good to be informed.
Yeah.
It's good to do research about a choice. It's good to seek other people's experiences. So this is a difference that we can also look at. Instead of saying, what would you do if you were me? Understand that no one can provide input on that. You can actually say, maybe say it differently, and maybe just say, can you share any experiences you have of this? I'm thinking of going to Europe. Has anyone been? What were your experiences? Not so that you're going to be told where to go and not to go, but so that you can hear some broader experiences that might help inform so that you make the decision. Because if you make a decision, a choice, which is what feels right for you after you've looked into it, then it's very important to recognize that you don't make that choice for anyone else. You make it for you. And if anyone has a problem with the choices you've made, that is for them. because that's part of our life, is to make choices for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.